The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local 751, reached a landmark agreement with Boeing in 2011 that secured a promise to build the 737 MAX in Renton. Union leaders reached that deal with Boeing executives secretly about a year before the contract was set to expire. Now machinists are worried that agreement on the 737 MAX is in jeopardy. The company's latest proposal to the union says it won't extend the so-called Letter of Understanding 42 after it expires in 2016. That's the letter in which the company pledged to build the plane in Renton. That has Steve Ramsey worried. He's a machinist who works on the 737.
If we vote for this contract, Letter of Understanding 42 goes away, and Boeing has the full right after that to move the 737 all or in part out of state.
Ramsey says that could mean the state might even lose Boeing jobs under this latest proposal from the company. A union spokesman didn't provide an explanation of that part of the proposal in time for this story. Boeing declined to comment, except to say that it plans to start building the 737 MAX in Renton in 2015. Boeing recently announced plans to boost production of the 737 in coming years, though it didn't say where it will build the additional planes. 737 General Manager Beverly Wise said in a statement that Boeing expects to keep employees busy in Renton for years to come. The machinists will vote next Wednesday on Boeing's contract offer. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.